Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dave Wanstead. He has a cocktail poured and a very swaggy watch. A red band, the diamonds around the end, some blue, some yellow. What's going on your wrist, Coach?
Well, I got a bunch of buddies coming over to house tonight, and we're going to head out and grab a bite to eat. So this is kind of my fun watch, as my daughters call it.
Fun jeans.
Michael and his jeans. He gets in them, and I'm not exactly sure what happens.
There's a story behind this watch, as always, Danny.
Of course there is. Please, go on.
Great-grandfather gave this watch to granddad for good luck. This watch was on your daddy's wrist when they were shot down on Hanoi. He was captured, put in a Vietnamese prison camp. So he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass.
It's called a Jacob.
The ice in the Jacob watch to make a broke hater take something.
I was co-chairing my wife, Jan, and I. We were co-chairing when I was coaching the Dolphins, the Boys and Girls Club, Fort Lauderdale. The gentleman that was co-chairing with us, his name was Ray Anthony, and he was a Pittsburgh guy. And one of his guys came up to me, and I was sitting next to him, and he leaned over, and he said, Mr. Anthony really appreciates what you and your wife are doing. He'd like you to have this watch. Mr. Anthony doesn't say no. You know, he don't want to take it.
Thank you for the dinner and a very pleasant evening. If your car could take me to the airport. Mr. Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately.
And they Googled it, and they said, yeah, it's worth about 10 grand. So it is what it is. You know what? I'll wear it in the studio someday when I get up for a live.
Oh, thanks, Coach. What a guy.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums? You see this watch? That watch costs more than your car. I made $970,000 last year. How much you made? You see, pal, that's who I am. And you're nothing.
It is what it is.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Oh, that man, Dave Wanstead. Always sad when I miss a Wani appearance. I thought he was going to be busy yesterday. It was me who was busy. Thank you to the boys, Danny Parkins, Shane Reardon, and Chris Tannehill, as I took a day, but I'm back, baby. Danny's in Kansas City for the wedding of his best friend, Nick Wright.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to be a very cool...
Nick ain't married?
Nick has been with his wife-to-be for
Nick
a long time.
Nick was married this whole time.
They've been together a long time. I think there's
Common
a complicated story. I'm not sure, but... I know
I'd
that
love
it's,
to hear the complicated story on
well,
the air.
You could... Oh, on the air. Okay, yeah. I was going to say you're welcome to call Danny anytime.
Right.
But on the air, you'll have to wait till next week.
Okay.
But I get to work with you, Anthony Herron. What's up, man?
Yes,
so when did you get back from Australia? How long you been here?
So it's been almost a week. We got back last Friday night just in time to catch the Final Four for women's and then men's basketball and kind of take it all in. It's like being in the space-time continuum because that whole couple of weeks we were in Australia being like... Basically, it felt like a day and a half in the future, essentially, and then flying back here and just kind of having no idea where we're at in space and time. And we're kind of just getting to the point. Like, my throat still doesn't quite work yet. We're kind of just getting to the point where this world feels like the proper space in the
Why
multiverse.
Why does your throat not work?
I don't
what
know.
What were you doing?
I don't know how often you've time traveled, but apparently it affects your vocal cords.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what time travel does.
All right, so you got back Friday night. That foul call on the illegal screen against Iowa?
I mean, sure.
Bogus as hell.
It was similar to this. I called the Iowa game where the whole it's not a fair catch thing with Cooper DeJean. I don't know if you remember that. Iowa, Minnesota.
Okay.
So I was on the call for that game.
Yeah, Tanny, remember that game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you guys remember Cooper DeJean?
It's kind of a big deal.
You guys are cool with me starting
season.
Here, right, with a week and a half old Iowa story.
Cooper DeJean is going to be the first round white corner, right? When's the last time we saw a white kid playing corner drafted in the first
might
round?
Might be the first corner, period.
Jason,
but yeah, see, he will definitely be
what was
a white
his name?
Corner.
Sehorn.
Jason Sehorn. He'll
definitely be a white corner when he gets drafted.
Some of you kids are too young to even remember white corners.
Back in my day.
They were a thing.
Uh-huh. Right. I got four of them on my quilt.
Right. But the whole screen thing, I mean, it was a fine call.
Okay.
It was a fine call.
All right, good. But anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
We got a lot to catch you up on, and we got a lot of football to probe your brain with.
Missed a lot.
And we will do so. Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager, coming up at 3 o'clock. Tell
the Cubs
a friend.
Have a new manager?
Yeah. Have you not heard about that? Man, you were gone a long time. It wasn't a day and a half in the future.
Right.
It was a year and a half in the past. But, yeah, we'll talk to Craig Counsell, and we'll talk to Steve Stone. So heavy baseball hour in the 3. We'll do polls position at the top of the 4, and we'll probe your football brain. In addition to some Caleb Williams stuff, because you'd had to talk Caleb this morning on the Big Ten television network,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh, I did.
All right, good.
Yep, spent some time doing that.
We will get into that. We have a lot of other things to get to, and along the way, we will take your phone calls and your texts, of course, at 312-644-6767. We are broadcasting from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Reminder that when we do get to the draft, draft coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I'll say this, though, Anthony Herron.
I'm listening.
The moment that the story leaked about the White Sox stadium at the 78, that possibility, I was smitten.
Okay.
I got very excited. Mm-hmm. And my baseball romance brain and heart took over. And I found the idea of the White Sox salvaging relevance and salvaging a thriving spot in the near South Loop, righting a wrong of how badly they'd screwed up the stadium business in the early 90s.
You're a glass half full kind of guy.
Oh, man. And I was picturing it, and I was imagining it, and I was saying, oh, man, this is a better when it's a thriving two-team town. It just
mm-hmm.
is.
Right.
And all the possibilities. And I wrote about it on 670thescore.com. And progressively, as the story has gone on, it's felt a little more shady and skeezy as the thing has gone on, and you start thinking about a whole bunch of different factors. And I've gone through sort of a process where, like, I mean, hell, when Sherman Dillard...
Stages of grief?
Yeah,
perhaps?
Not grief, just sort of reconciliation a little bit. I still like it.
That's one of the stages of grief.
I still have wanted it to happen. When Sherman Dillard Thomas was in here, he was talking to us about the neighborhood that they're leaving behind and just all sorts of things going on in my head. And then the season started, and that's been misery. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but
I tried not to.
Every day is worse.
Yeah.
Every day is worse. Mm-hmm. And there's the injuries, and then
so
Clevinger, and then another injury.
How is it possible this early to have this many injuries?
We'll get to that. A.J. Pruszynski had some thoughts on foul territory on that, and I talked to a medical source earlier today, so we'll talk about that at some point along the way for sure. But and then you start hearing some more stuff about the 78, and then this story comes out this morning that the person behind the stadium plan is not just the company Related Midwest and Stephen Ross, the billionaire who owns the Dolphins. No. Because Related Midwest, the company that's owned by Stephen Ross, they just have a very small piece of this giant thing. So it's bigger than the billionaire, Stephen Ross.
Wow.
It's this Iraqi billionaire.
Oh, boy.
This Iraqi billionaire who...
What's beyond a billionaire? Is that a zillionaire?
I don't know. This guy has more.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of money, and he was involved with this shady fixer Rezko. Tony Rezko was a political fixer for Blago, and there's a picture of Namdi Auchi there with
that's
Blago.
Why that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, man, it's just so unseemly, and you're reading it, and you're like, oh my God, really? This is who's behind this? And you're like, oh, Reinsdorf is aware of the association with the Iraqi billionaire, but he's not sure of the details. And then you get a little lower, and you realize that Namdi Auchi served 2 years in prison after he and 76 others, including Saddam Hussein, were convicted of attempting to assassinate Iraq's prime minister in 1959. And that's the moment I laughed. That's the moment I looked up from my screen and I let out an involuntary laugh.
Just a hearty involuntary.
Just when you think the White Sox season can't feel worse, when the whole stadium thing can't feel dirtier, you get to freaking Saddam Hussein's pal.
Including Saddam Hussein.
You get to a friend of Hussein.
But paragraph that ends with including Saddam Hussein.
We are laughing. I did. Danny, I was like, I'm doing my due diligence. You know me. I like to have the details on the stadium stuff. It's I really like to know what's going on here. And then I get to that.
That's where you see more details and you stop reading.
I'm good on this.
I'm done.
It's too much. They've gone too far.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's like the Passion of the Christ. It's like, all right, we get it. It's been a little bit too long. I'm in enough agony right now.
At some point, I've gotten
the message.
Hasn't he learned his lesson?
Yes, I hope so.
That's not an association I expected to be made. But yeah, there we are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, what can... I mean, even the most baseball romantic among us who has been picturing this stadium and imagining it is now having to reconcile Saddam Hussein crony behind the 78.
You're with me on the bottom two hemisphere thing now. It's completely turned your entire spectrum on this whole thing.
What hemisphere are we in again? We're the northern, right?
We're currently in the northern.
We are.
I think. Somewhere in the multiverse.
And you're now a southern hemisphere guy.
I'm a big time southern hemisphere guy.
I think I might be with you.
By my shirt. I think
I might want to bail on the northern hemisphere.
Yeah, very few guns
and
down
go
there.
To the south. Uh-huh. I mean, seriously, the unlikability of every news story, it just sucks, man. And I'm not officially withdrawing my vision and my love for the idea of the stadium, but I'm as close as I've ever been.
You had all the remaining positivity about the Sox on this show, did you not? Like, weren't you the one kind of holding out any positivity for the Sox in the coming future?
Well, yeah. Well, I know what it can do. Mm. I know what a properly done new stadium in a great spot can do. They failed with it so much. And it's just it has been a debacle, even though it's a nice place to go and it still maintains that they failed on the economic viability of it. And now they complain. And with all of that, this still is the last great chance for the White Sox to find a truly great spot and make it all work for decades with new possibilities. But man, it's the hardest it has ever been to even be remotely behind this idea. And that sucks.
Have you asked Shane and Tanny if it makes him feel any worse?
I have not. I have not.
The whole Saddam Hussein crony.
Yeah, how are you guys doing with Saddam Hussein's White Sox Association today? How did that go over?
Here's the thing. I know it's a Friday, so we're a little bit looser, but I'm anti-terrorism. One of my things.
Okay.
One of my things. And I know we're technically allies of Iraq, right?
Yeah,
so this guy, we should.
Well, it's because we took out his pal.
Well, exactly. He deserved to be taken out.
I agree.
Right? But no, I'm not with this.
Yeah.
I don't want to give one of Saddam Hussein's buddies money.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, I know.
Exactly, Ant. Thank you.
Ant got us there.
Yeah.
Finally. It's like the 14th comment on any Tribune news story. Used to get
thanks,
to Obama.
Obama.
Yeah. You could be like, how many comments could you get?
Right.
And even still, we get there. So that sucked, you know?
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
but what if they build a gorgeous new stadium?
I know. It'd be exciting.
People aren't as angry about LIV Golf anymore.
Yeah. But, well, that's the thing. Because that's the other part of it is you've always known that big Arab money was going to try and find its way into professional team sports. And that has been an undercurrent of all sorts of conversations. And everybody knows it's coming, especially into baseball. Like, you know, there's going to be, how do you match Steve Cohen? You go get that money. So But this isn't, I mean, I've been able to look at this and think, oh, maybe Stephen Ross, that's an eventual owner of the Chicago White Sox. But now it turns out, no, he's just kind of marginally related with the development company, and maybe the Iraqi billionaire can get in there.
Do you think there's a bunch of oil underneath the side of the 78?
See, we don't know. Like, Lawrence had this whole thing, like, something weird is under there.
It looks oily.
It's not, that's not why it hasn't been developed. It's been developed in part because this guy couldn't get a visa to come here.
Oh, it's the Iraqi criminal part.
Yeah, the Iraqi criminal part. Yeah. Convicted of felonies in two different European countries, I do believe.
Maybe Jerry doesn't know.
That's certainly a way that they could play it, and certainly a way.
Maybe Jerry's unaware.
Oh, God,
in the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean.
Damn right, Hank. 670 The Score
now
is where you
drive.
Are. 670 The Score is where you are. Craig Counsell, top of the hour. I missed my chance to discuss yesterday, and I think it's helpful now that you and I are here, a couple of more mature gentlemen, and older gentlemen, either way, have stepped into the OJ chat. We'll do that before Counsell, top of the hour on The Score.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of of Ukraine.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
He died, passed away, 76 years old.
76.
O.J. Simpson.
Died of cancer.
Prostate cancer. And that is his family making the announcement.
Oh, no.
Condolences to all of you out there holding private remembrances in your home or thereabouts, vigils for the life and the loss of O.J. Simpson. Spiegs and Anthony Herron here on 670 The Score. I don't know of another American life that touched on as many aspects of what it is to be successful and to have a fall from grace in this country as O.J. Simpson. The beginnings of his story exploding onto the sports scene, such an incredibly handsome and magnetic young man, and then man.
So charismatic.
Oh, unbelievable. And then the crossover into advertising. I remember being a little kid and watching the Hertz commercial of him, you know, hurtling over rows of chairs, running to his flight, and becoming the comic actor. Tanny had it all in the Goodfellas yesterday, him as a broadcaster. And then, of course, that time he murdered his wife and a waiter and got away with it, and how that resonated with me at that point. You know, when that trial was happening, I'm 24 in Chicago, working and playing gigs all around in the Lincoln Park area, living there, and just kind of, but just watching the entire thing play out. And then we're talking about decades more, 30 more years of relevance, getting busted as he did for what he got busted for, going to jail, coming out, having a resurgence as a social media star, and being one of those people that you're watching walk around the world like, how the hell is he walking around the world? Just all of it. Yeah. Every aspect of American life. I don't know of many American lives that compared to it in terms of embodying the fullness of our existence.
Right. The only other kind of comp or approximation, and, you know, Tonya Harding was never as big a deal as OJ, but at her peak, at the height of her infamy, there were some similarities there where just kind of everyone in the cosmos had a comment on Tonya Harding.
Mm-hmm.
And is she going to be America's sweetheart via the Olympics? And, oh, no, she's kind of become America's thug because of how things went down with Nancy Kerrigan.
But then
it was around the same time frame.
It's a good one. But imagine if she had, like, a couple decades of media relevance before the bad news.
She tried to keep, like, she was doing some boxing for a little bit, some reality TV. She tried to keep it rolling a little bit, and then she faded away.
I mean, where do we have to go? Like, you know history in the world. We're talking about Charles Lindbergh here, you know, like true heroes who then, like, I'm pretty sure he kidnapped and killed his own kid, by the way, Lindbergh baby. I'm going to break that story right here on 670 The Score.
Save it for the Aaron Rodgers podcast.
I will.
Yeah, can you say allegedly, please, just to protect the show?
Okay, fine. But, like, Fatty Arbuckle, if we're going to go back even further, like, we're talking about true giants who then fell from grace but like maintained a presence. It's crazy what OJ truly represents when you think about the sports business and the media business.
I feel like you just made the name Fatty Arbuckle up.
Oh, no.
Is that a real person?
No, Fatty Arbuckle was like a great and famous entertainer who killed some people.
Like, I was searching my brain, looking at you for a minute, just trying to think, like, all right, I feel like I should know who Fatty Arbuckle is, but I don't.
Yeah, no, it's way back. Okay. I'm sure it's too obscure for a lot of people. I apologize. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go there with you. I was like, no, I don't think I can.
A texter says, Donald Trump. That is an excellent name in terms of the pantheon of what we're talking about.
Right.
I mean, I remember Trump as like the Robert Baron of the USFL in the 80s with Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie on the New Jersey Generals.
Just a goofball rich guy. Oh, you get all kind of shit and laugh talking
man.
About it.
It was so obvious.
Hey, Tandy, don't clip Speak saying Donald Trump. That's an excellent name. Don't clip that. Don't bring it back. He didn't
I don't know if
say
I like
it.
That line, but there's a little truth to it.
He's the guy from Home Alone 2.
Right, he's that guy. He's money, money, money guy.
I mean, seriously, like, this is where we're talking about some of the legendary.
Get fired. Enough of it.
So it's been compelling to just think about, and like there's a million different things. Like, how did it resonate with you? Pick whatever moment of that saga and tell me like where you were and what the thought process was for you.
Mean, like as a teenager at the time, not having the full scope of kind of the depth of what it all meant, but certainly being old enough to just kind of understand what was going on and how it just gripped everyone, and just think how it. All those moments with OJ in the mid-90s end up spawning reality TV because there was this wall-to-wall coverage of everything that happened. They break into the NBA Finals while that's going on.
June 17th, 1994.
I mean, just the biggest series going on at that moment sports is happening. They break into that with OJ coverage, and then the way the nation was gripped by it, and then you get Court TV and True TV and reality TV and everything else, and now you get these 24-hour news networks are born from that moment
because of
how big a deal O.J. Simpson was and continued to be.
That coverage completely impacted news coverage for decades to come and in perpetuity. Like, I wonder, what was first with, like, every news network having breaking news, like, at the bottom? It feels like that was part of the emergence of that style and that
folks
draw.
Just could not get enough of it, and it could occupy news magazines. It could occupy legitimate news shows. Yeah. It could occupy pop culture.
Couple of good names.
Programming.
Couple of good names here on the text line. Mike Tyson, when you think about the youth with which Tyson, when Tyson hit the scene, like the excitement of that and the awe-inspiring nature of that, and obviously the fall from grace. And then, I mean, the one-man show that Mike Tyson did is unbelievably compelling. Incredible.
I mean,
stuff.
Between the two.
And still here point, he is now.
Right.
You know,
just a truly recovered member of society who's he's gone back to fighting. He's doing his shows.
That's
on
a
Broadway,
good one.
Everything else you're talking about.
How about Pete Rose, texter says. Pete Rose, like the athletic peak and then the fall from grace and then continued relevance as he tries to fight his way back. And don't forget, he was on TV covering baseball with Fox a couple years ago, and he was awesome. He was great and weird, and he was like that funny, odd uncle on the set. Seriously, him and A-Rod and Big Frank, that had serious potential as like an NBA on TNT version of a baseball show.
Yeah.
It had potential, but then, I don't know, Pete was too weird.
Uh-huh.
And you know what the correlation is with Pete Rose? Pete Rose, and I told this story a few weeks ago, if you asked him, he would and has autographed a baseball. It says, "I'm sorry I bet on baseball." And he's done that. $300 He said to a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah?
And so he's done that. OJ wrote a freaking book called If I Did It, man. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought about. Was like, and has anybody gone back and looked at the cover of If I Did It? Have you looked at that, Tanny, or have you seen that flash across your timeline?
Yeah, I saw it last time on the timeline when people were recirculating that Chris Myers interview.
Oh, yeah. The If is really small. It's small, and it's black on the colored letters. I think, believe it, the red letters, but the If is so small, it makes the I look like a lowercase I. Like, you don't even realize that's what it is. So it's literally, he wrote a book and handed it to you. It says, "I did it. Here you go."
Do you see the book he's working on already?
No.
It's called If I Died.
Oh wow. See? Oh.
Co-written by his friend Charlie. Remember Charlie?
Charlie Hustle.
No, OJ's
Charlie's alter ego.
In the whole If I Did It you know, universe. It was like there was a guy named Charlie that was there.
Man.
Was oddly enough, stuff. Real talk, Chris Myers stole a pair of black gloves from me one time. Many years ago. I'm 100%
very
serious.
Ironic. Did they
fit? 100% serious.
Did they fit? Because if they don't fit, well, you know what you got
to
do.
You know how to send ends there. But yeah,
you know exactly
I
what that. You
that's
to
a way
do.
To bring the Chris Myers portion of that full circle. Stolen from in the sidelines of a college football game at one point.
You know, that's awesome. A couple of good names coming in. Not a sports figure, but Bill Cosby. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty amazing life when you think about it. It's a pretty incredible life with the fall from grace right
I
there
see
in the middle.
A couple of texters checked in with Tiger Woods.
That's a great call.
I use Tiger Woods as what I marvel at about LeBron, because both guys over a similar frame of time here have been like the teen wonderkin types. And then, you know, LeBron has never had like that public fall from grace for anything off the playing surface or anything like that. Whereas Tiger multiple times.
Tiger, oh my God.
Like, we thought Tiger died in car wrecks a couple of times here. And yet here he is. He's playing in the Masters again this weekend.
So uniquely American. And appreciate the submissions. Any others that come to your mind along the way, put them in the text line and we will keep percolating. The manager of the Chicago Cubs talks to Parkins and Spiegel once every 2 weeks. It is time for Craig Counsell next, right here on The Score.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.